Welcome in. This is the Subweight Base Wobble Arrange Masterclass in Ableton Live 12. Stock devices only, aimed right at that jungle, early drum and bass vibe, intermediate level. And the big focus today is not just making a sick wobble, but arranging it like an actual tune. Because a heavy 8-bar loop is cool, but jungle lives and dies on phrasing, contrast, and those little moments of control. So here's the plan. We're building a bass group with two layers. A SUB layer that is clean, deep, solid, and basically never negotiates, and a MID wobble layer that does all the talking, all the movement, all the character. Then we're going to arrange it across a proper structure. Intro, drop a switch or B section, and an outro. And the whole time, we keep it mix ready. Highs and lows under control, mono compatibility, and the bass having a real conversation with the drums. Alright, step 0, set the vibe. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I like 168 as a nice sweet spot for old school roll. Create a drum group for your breaks, a bass group for the bass layers, and optionally something like Atmos or FX if you want space. Then set up two return tracks. Return A is a short, dark reverb, and return B is a dubby echo. Think dotted eighth feel, filtered down so it doesn't get shiny. Quick teacher note here. Old school DNB is not about filling every gap, it's about space and contrast. Your bass will feel bigger if you let the drums speak, and if you treat changes like events, not like constant motion. Now step 1. Build the SUB. This is the don't mess this up channel. Make a MIDI track, name it SUB, and drop it inside your bass group. Put operator on it. Keep it simple. Algorithm A only, oscillator A is a sine wave, one voice. We want stable, predictable weight. Don't crank the level. Leave headroom, because later the whole tune will need room. After operator, add EQ8. Put a high-pass filter around 20 to 25 Hz, steep enough to clear rumble. If it's getting boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set it to mono, or use bass mono up to around 120 Hz. That's sure this will survive in clubs, in cars, on anything move. Set gain so the sub is strong but not clipping. Now, writing the SUB MIDI. Keep it simple and longish. Half bar notes to bar long notes are your friend. Jungle flavor often lives in minor keys, and a classic movement is root to flat 7 to flat 6 back to root. Like in F minor, F to EB to DB back to F. You can add the occasional quarter note push before a snare hit, but keep the sub from becoming drum programming. Remember, in jungle, the drums usually own the rhythmic chatter. The bass is the counterweight. Fewer notes, clearer intention. Step 2. Build the MID wobble layer. This is the movement and character. Create another MIDI track called MID wobble, also inside the bass group. Load Waveatable, oscillator 1 on basic shapes, and move the position toward a triangle saw blend. Not full saw yet. Keep oscillator 2 off at first for clarity. Set unison to 2, subtle, and keep the bass line mono, voices at 1. Old school wobble generally sits dead center, and width on bass is where people accidentally delete their low end. Now the wobble engine. Auto filter. Set auto filter to a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz area. Add resonance around 15 to 25%, just enough to speak without whistling. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, to bring out bite. Turn on the LFO. Use a sine wave for classic wobble. Triangle if you want it steadier. Start the LFO rate at 1/8 notes. That's the basic bounce. Later we'll automate to quarter notes and 16th notes for switch-ups. Set LFO amount so it talks without disappearing. You don't want the filter shutting so far it becomes a ghost. After auto filter, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is how your wobble reads on smaller speakers without you cheating. I adding sub to the mid layer. Then add EQ8. High pass the MID at around 90 to 120 Hz. This is non-negotiable. The sub owns the low end. If you let the mid layer leak low frequencies, your bass will feel huge and solo and then fall apart in the mix. If you want more wah, you can gently lift around 700 Hz to 1.5K. If resonance gets sharp, notch a bit. Finally, add utility. Usually mono on. If you want width, do it only above maybe 200 Hz. But honestly, for this style, center is king. Key concept. SUB is constant weight. MID is where you do the dancing. Don't let the MID carry the sub. Split the roles. Now step 3. Glue the bass together and make it groove with the drums. On the bass group itself, at EQ8 for a little cleanup. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Keep the overall tone dark. You can even do a gentle shelf down above 8 to 10K so it doesn't go modern and fizzy. Then add a compressor for sidechaining. Enable sidechain, and choose audio from your kick, or even your whole drum group if you want it to respond to the groove. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the bass keeps a bit of punch. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Adjust by feel so it breathes with the rhythm. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the heavy hits. Extra coach note, try making the bass respond to the snare, not just the kick. Old school bounce often comes from the bass getting out of the way of the 2 and 4. If you sidechain from the drum bus, be careful the hats don't trigger too much pumping. In the compressor sidechain section, if you've got the detector EQ available, high pass the detector around 80 to 120 Hz, so the kick fundamental drives it, and low pass around 2 to 4K so hats and brightness don't cause extra ducking. That gives you more intentional movement. And here's a sneaky, super real world move, layer timing. Even if you EQ perfectly, your SUB and MID can flam if they're slightly misaligned. Use track delay on the MID track and nudge by tiny amounts, plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. You're listening for the setting where the low end feels most solid and least blurry. This is one of those pro details people skip. Step 4. Write the bass phrase like jungle, call and response, and edits that land on the phrasing. A simple tube bar concept. Bar 1 is stable root note with wobble movement, LFO at 1/8. Bar 2 is a variation. Maybe shorter notes, and on the last half of bar 2 the wobble speeds up to 16ths. In Ableton, keep your SUB MIDI clip consistent across 8 or even 16 bars. Duplicate it, make the SUB dependable. Then on mid wobble, make the variations with note length changes, occasional staccato fill notes, and a rare octave jump up 12 semitones for a quick bite. Don't overdo octave jumps, they're like spice. Now automate the auto-filter LFO rate on the MID for bars 1 through 8. Keep it at 1/8. Bars 9 through 16, sprinkle a couple moments of 1/16 near phrase ends, and right before a drop. A nice tease is to ramp briefly to 1/4 notes, then snap back to 1/8 when the drop hits. That snap feels like the bass locks in. Big arrangement principle here. Phrase discipline. Think of it like a 4-bar contract. Pick one main wobble behavior for 4 bars, meaning similar cutoff range and LFO feel, and then only change one thing at the end of that 4. A mute, a rate bump, a cutoff sweep, a pickup note. That's how the listener feels intention instead of randomness. Step 5. Arrange it into a proper old-school structure. We're building a 64-bar core. Go to Arrangement View and drop locators. Bars 1 to 16. Intro, DJ friendly. Keep drums lighter. Maybe filtered break. Less low end, fewer elements. For bass, keep the SUB either muted for the first 8 bars or extremely restrained. The MID wobble can tease, but high-passed, with less LFO amount, like it's hiding. Use your returns, short verb and dub echo to create atmosphere. A really effective intro bait move is this. Bars 1 to 8, only a filtered MID stab every 2 bars, very short notes. Bars 9 to 16, start hinting the actual motif, and maybe bring SUB in at bar 13, but only on the downbeat of each bar. So, when the drop hits, the crowd already recognizes the bass idea. That's classic. Bars 17 to 48, drop A, 32 bars. Now full breaks and full bass. Keep the SUB consistent. The mid wobble evolves. Bars 17 to 32, steady wobble at 1/8. Bars 33 to 48, introduce switch ups every 4 bars. One bar of stutter with shorter notes. A quick LFO flip to 1/16 at the end of an 8 bar phrase. A quick cutoff dip that creates that suck feeling. And here's a classic jungle trick. On bar 32 and bar 48, do a 1-beat bass mute. Full silence, just for a beat. That gap hits unbelievably hard, because the ear is expecting weight and you pull it away. Then when it comes back, everything feels bigger without you adding anything. Bars 49 to 64, the switch. The B section, 16 bars. Keep the SUB notes the same. That's a big rule today. Sub stays the foundation. We change identity with the MID. Increase saturator drive a touch, like 1 to 2 dB. Then change auto filter from low pass to band pass, maybe BP12, so it becomes more telephone wah. High pass the MID even more, like around 150 Hz, because band pass can add a weird low bump and we do not want it stepping on the sub. Optionally, add glide and wave eatable for a little slur, but treat glide like an event, not a constant. One way to do that cleanly, duplicate the clip. One clip has glide on, the other has glide off, and you swap clips for specific bars. Then, last two bars of that section, automate back to the original low-pass vibe so the return feels clean and intentional. Outro, drop the drums down, heap a hint of sub for 8 bars for that DJ mix feel, and filter the MID up and out. Don't just delete everything, let it exit like a record. Step 6. Movement without chaos. Using clip envelopes. Instead of drawing automation across the whole timeline, go into the MIDI clip on MID Wobble and use clip envelopes. Choose auto filter frequency and draw small dips and snare gaps. That creates pump and bounce without relying entirely on compressor ducking. Then do clip envelopes for LFO amount, more wobble at phrase ends, less wobble when the drums are busiest. This keeps your edits repeatable, and it makes arranging fast, because you can duplicate clips and know the behavior will stay consistent. Now quick common mistakes to avoid.